From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, cattle producers in Tennessee are scrutinizing a recent forecast for beef cattle prices in 2026. CattleFax issued a report which indicates cattle and beef prices are forecast to average steady to higher in 2026. Tennessee ranks number 16 in the nation for cattle production. Apple orchards in New York State are busy in mid-February. Research indicates that winter is the best time for dormant pruning. When apple trees are pruned properly, their yield the following season is much higher due to better sunlight and airflow. And tobacco growers in Kentucky are planning for a labor shortage in 2026. Beyond having fewer workers, Kentucky tobacco growers are also seeing higher production costs. Kentucky farmers raise between 60 and 70 million pounds of tobacco every year.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's Soil Fleet Humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today is a good one, very true. We should frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, is this even going to matter? That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.